next on American Restoration.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's a 1958 Ferrari Bimbo Racer.
Are all the parts here?
I hope all the parts are there.
So what is all this stuff?
We're actually a private resort and zoological garden. And our pride and joy are tigers. You want to come see them?
Yeah.
No.
You're going to love this thing. It's going to be insane. Hey, Matthew, come on out.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Look at a man's workbench. You see his passions. His works in progress. The things that drive him crazy. Projects that, you get the point. Anyway, every workbench tells a story. And this is ours, American Restoration.
I love restoring American-made items from the 40s and 50s. But sometimes imports from other countries are equally as interesting and very stunning.
Who's this, Rick?
I don't know.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm Rick.
My name's Ken.
Ken, good to meet you. What can I do for you?
I got a little project here I'd like you to look at.
Let's see.
Oh, that's bad. That's awesome.
That's a 1958 Ferrari Bimbo Racer.
Let me get a table.
I'm here at Rick's Restorations today to get my wife's 1958 Bimbo Racer restored. My wife has had this car since she was five, and the main reason I like to get this restored is so that my grandchildren can ride in it and enjoy it as much as my wife did. It's a Ferrari Spider.
Right. These were cool because they were designed by the actual car designer, Giovanni Muccioletti, and they were just exact replica of the Spider Ferrari. Yeah, it's cool. Where'd you get it?
It was bought from my wife when she was a child by her parents.
Really?
She has no idea that I'm here.
Really?
I want to have a big surprise for her when it's all done up.
That'd be a nice surprise.
And she drove it around in the yard when she was a little girl.
And then, keep going. There's got to be more of a story because I see it right now. Somebody started.
And then somebody tried to restore it, and it got taken apart. It's been apart for about 40 years.
Wow. The other thing that I was noticing is this is the friction motor. This was designed to where it rubs on the tire and makes it work. Mm-hmm. Later, they started coming out. They came out with a chain model. So this is actually the earlier model, which is really cool.
The fact that this was a kid's toy is pretty awesome engineering. I mean, we're talking about a Ferrari here. This car would go about 5 to 10 miles per hour and run about 30 miles per charge.
You're saying somebody tore it apart or all the parts here?
I hope all the parts are there. I'm going to say 99% of the parts are there.
Okay. Rear's got spring suspension, which is cool. It's got brakes. I didn't see the windshield.
The windshield is missing.
It's something I probably have to make.
Yes.
I mean, I would imagine how I think you want to restore it, but how do you want to restore it?
I want to restore it to as original as you can get it. I like it Ferrari red, again.
Okay. That's infamous, Ferrari red.
I would like the interior back to tan.
Okay.
Just like the original Ferraris were.
Right. Right. Okay. And then working.
Working.
Working again, right?
So what do you think this is going to cost me to get done?
I mean, the thing is, it's basically like a little car. The work that's going to be involved is stripping all the paint off, doing all that body work, going through the chassis, making all of it work, figuring out what's needed and not, and then I got to upholster it. So I'm looking at $6,500 to do the whole thing.
As for my grandchildren, I think it'll be fine. Let's go ahead and do
awesome.
It.
Awesome. Awesome. Good, good, good. Awesome. This will be my first Ferrari, I'll tell you. Come on inside.
Putting $6,500 into the car is a lot, but I'm hoping when I come back and see it that it'll all be well worth it.
So you two are going to be the first at the shop to actually work on a Ferrari.
Because
that's
nice.
What this is.
This Bimbo Racer is going to be a huge job.
That's badass.
It is badass. First thing, I'm going to have Kyle and Roy test the motor. Hopefully it's working, because if it's not, it's going to be near impossible to find another one. And while they're doing that, I'm taking the body to be prepped and painted.
Kyle, you ready to test this thing?
Yeah.
Rick wants us to test all the moving parts on this car. The problem is, if there's anything wrong with the motor, we stand a chance of burning it out. Should be able to ground this guy out right here, and we got power.
You sure?
Yep. Moment of truth. You ready?
Whoa.
Take it, buddy.
We're getting power, which is a good thing, but the motor seems stuck. So we have to figure out what's wrong with it before we seriously damage it.
This is what would hook to the foot switch.
Okay.
The foot switch is just, it's tore up. We got to rebuild it.
So, all right, so that's coming here, MD.
All right, let's see. You ready? Pull that side up there, Kyle. Let's see the wheel spin.
burnouts, but that's pretty good. Okay, and then reverse. Let's just make sure. Very good. All right.
Cool.
That's as far as we need to go with that.
It was touch and go there for a minute, but Rick's really going to be happy the motor still works after all these years. Now all we have to do is clean and tweak this bad boy.
All right, Roy, why don't you give this to Brian so he can get that to the motor shop?
Yes, sir.
Although this Bimbo Racer is really cool, I can't let my business be totally dependent on customers bringing in items. I sent my brother Ron and the boys out to California to check out a lead on some cool items.
I think that's it right there up on the right.
Dude, this one with the giant front gate?
This is it. This is the address.
Wow. Dude, what is this place?
Welcome, welcome.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Hey, Brett.
Hey, I'm Ron.
Nice to meet you. So I called Ron from Rick's Restorations to come down and check out a few of my items and possibly restore one of them, actually.
So what is all this stuff?
Rancho Las Lomas, we're actually a private resort and zoological garden. So we got a lot of cool animals, we got a lot of cool structures, buildings, everything else here. It's pretty neat. 32 acres. And our pride and joy are tigers.
Wow.
What?
Tigers?
You wanna come see them?
Yeah.
Let's go. You ready?
Yeah. Check them out.
Don't you like tigers?
No.
I like dogs. Oh, come on, don't be scared.
I thought we were here to pick. Now Ron, Brettley, and this guy are taking me near dangerous tigers. I'm not stoked.
All right, this is our boy Sumo. If you want, Sumo, you put your hand flat just like this, he'll lick you.
Oh, yeah.
No. Pretty wild, huh? Come on, do it. You gotta try it.
Dude,
come on,
Ty.
Come on,
Tyler.
Come on.
Real quick. Come on, do it. Before it goes away. Once in a lifetime.
Come on, dude. You know what? How about you look?
Dude, these are my hands.
There's only about 400 white tigers left in the world, guys. So do it.
Just do it.
Young? It's like sandpaper.
Good job.
Dude, if you have this here, I can't wait to see what else you have in store.
Yeah.
I mean, once in a lifetime chance. We've got our hands on the cages. Tigers are licking our palms. I mean, this is just awesome. I'm proud of you, little chicken.
So the customer wants a sort of a tan upholstery, but it's very expensive leather. It's probably $500 a hide.
Holy cat scratch fever.
This is kind of a surprise. I think you guys might be impressed with it. I'd love to see it restored.
What is that?
It's not a piano.
What the?
The barn, store some of our old gear.
I got a call from a guy that has some stuff for sale and a possible restoration item. So Tyler, Brettley, and me are gonna take a look at it.
I'll show you the safe first. Thing's been our family for about 50 years. I think it's late 1800s.
What?
This is a nice safe. Hey, it's a J-Bomb and Lock Company.
It's pretty cool.
J-Bomb and Lock Company made good safes, but they were more middle of the road. Not the fanciest, but this thing's over 100 years old and might be worth bidding on.
Have the combination to it?
I do. My mom won't give it to me, though.
Let's do some good stuff in there. Smart
but
woman.
It does work and open. It's just old and rustic.
That's very, very cool.
That's an old Cali Brothers slot machine. Man, does it work?
It used to work when I was a child, but not anymore.
These Cali Brothers machines are a great find. They're rare and one of the earliest slot machines ever manufactured. I'd really like to get this item.
I mean, it's cool because it rotates. I've never seen a slot machine that actually rotates on one, you know what I mean, like solid point.
I know.
Yeah, yeah, one set.
That's how you really know it's old.
Well, see what it is. You played it, and they gave you cigars, so you didn't get actual money.
Yeah, so every time
you got cigars.
Put a penny in. If you get a flush, you get 3 cigars. A royal flush, you get 25 cigars.
Does this open up?
Your guess is as good as mine. Thanks.
Like how the cards look. There you go.
There she goes.
There it is.
Wow.
Look how simple that is. That's pretty wild.
This safe is fairly common, and we can get a decent amount for it fully restored. But what I'm really excited about is this slot machine. So I'm gonna see if I can get a deal by packaging them both together.
All right, so I'm thinking for the both of them, I could probably give you probably $2,000.
$2,000 total for everything?
Mm-hmm.
What about $2,500 for everything?
Yeah, I would have to stop at $2,000, unfortunately.
$2,000?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? How about we pull out the safe and we'll do the slot machine for $500.
You know what?
Does that work for you?
That works for me.
Got a deal? Perfect.
Some deal.
All right, well, let me show you what I want to see if you guys can restore for me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Cool. All right, follow me.
I thought I could get a better price by packaging these together, but Brett didn't go for it. That's fine with me. $500 for this Cali machine is a smoking deal.
Hey, Kyle.
Good morning,
how's it going?
Good morning.
Hey, we don't have a windshield,
right?
Okay? So we got to figure out how to make one, all right?
We're cranking on this really cool Bimbo racer. We got all the bodywork and paint done. And now we have a huge challenge ahead of us with a missing windshield.
I was looking at some pictures of them. There's actually different types of windshields that I saw. Everybody had their own rendition because what happened is they were all missing. There was a couple of original ones there, though, that actually had a piece of rolled stock.
Okay.
And it was rolled right through here, you know? And it only went to here and here. And then the plexiglass set in it, and it had a whole frame over it.
The windshields on these racers were made in a few different styles. I like parts of each, so I'm going to combine those elements to make my own.
So right now, I'm just building a template for the shape,
right. Okay?
And then you're going to match it with a bigger rod, with a half-inch rod instead of this quarter-inch rod.
That looks good.
All right, Kyle. You can have that. You can have that.
Okay, and the body?
Yeah, I'll take it. I got to go to Charlie's and figure out the upholstery right now. You got plenty to do.
This windshield was already going to be a challenge if I had the body to work off of. Now, all I have is this metal rod as a template. Thanks, Rick.
Don't strain yourself, Rick.
Kyle can handle the windshield. It may be a little harder for him to make it without the body, but we've also got a big job in reconstructing the interior of this racer. So I gotta let my upholsterer, Charlie, get his hands on the body so we can even have a chance to getting this thing done on time.
All right, so it's a Bimbo racer, and it's a Ferrari, actually. It's after a spider Ferrari.
Wow.
So the customer wants a sort of a tan upholstery.
Okay. Is there a seat, or do I gotta make
it? No, you gotta make everything. There's nothing in it. I brought the steering wheel because that's sort of the tan we need to match.
Okay.
It's sort of a beige, basically.
Yeah. Oh, okay. It's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, it will be beautiful. That's a Ferrari. It's got to be beautiful, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's dead on.
That's dead on.
But it's very expensive leather. It's probably $500 a hide.
Holy cat scratch fever. If that's what it costs, that's what it costs. I got to do it right. And then I like it where it has all the pleats. They have a bunch of pleats. They run all the way over the top.
Okay.
But it also, on all the door panels and everything, all the way into the front, those are also pleated. And the pleats run straight up and down.
Okay.
All right. I'm really excited to see this done. You know, I can't wait. So I know you're the man, Charlie.
Yep.
So thank you.
I'm ready to start.
Okay, bud. Thanks a lot.
All right.
See you later.
This car may be mini, but it's got to look like a real Italian job. I've trusted other projects with Charlie in the past, and I really hope we can get this done on schedule.
This is kind of a surprise. I think you guys might be impressed with it.
Brantley, Tyler, and I are picking at this awesome ranch. We already got a sweet poker machine. Now the owner's about to show us an item that he wants to get restored.
Wow. No, it's wood.
If we get a pick and a restoration in one trip, bonus.
It's a Nickelodeon.
What?
Yes, probably 1910s.
Wow, this is cool. This is a player piano Nickelodeon, but they came in a lot of different styles. Some played music, some showed movies. They're very collectible, and I can't wait to check this thing out.
Put a nickel in one of these slots right here. Press their song. You have 8 options. All of a sudden, the lights come on. The scroll starts moving, and then, you know, when it go over the hole or the bump on it, these things start moving.
So the hole in the paper triggers the arms to move,
exactly.
And that makes the noise.
Yeah, exactly.
I got it.
Dude, that's some serious technology.
Yeah, for back in the day.
Back in the day.
Man, that's some
cool
engineering. Yeah.
I actually don't think we've ever done a Nickelodeon machine. I don't even think we've done a wood piano. How do you want it done? What do you see being done to it?
I would just love to see it pop and shine and clean and working. A lot of wood damage, but it did work when I was a kid.
I gotta call my brother. I gotta give him a shout and see what he has to say. So I'm the picker. I'm all right at that. But Rick gives the quotes on restorations. Now, something like this, I've never seen before. I'm gonna give my brother a call.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, we stopped off at a place to do some picking. He actually has this really badass piece that he wants restored that's been in his family forever. It's a Nickelodeon.
All right. Well, so how bad? Is it complete? Is it the wood lifting? Is it wood?
The wood is not lifting. The wood is actually not too bad. I believe he said it was working, you know, 15-something years ago.
Coin-op? Or no?
Coin op. Yeah, you put your nickel in, you press your selection, and then it starts rolling, starts doing its thing.
It basically has keys, is that correct?
The scroll goes through, it senses each little dot on that scroll, sends the message up to, like you said, the keys. Those keys, you know, bounce back and forth, and that's what makes the noise.
I'm definitely interested in working on it, but dang, I need to see it. Well, I mean, without me actually seeing it, with only going off what you tell me, I'm between 15 and about 20 grand to totally go through it and make it all brand new again and work correctly and take money and you know, make all the wood pretty, so make sure you tell them all that, you know?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
So talking to Rick, I could describe it good enough to where he could kind of figure out what it was and give me a fairly good number so I could actually give this guy a quote. All right, so.
What's the word?
The word is to go through everything, inside out. I mean, clean it, tune it, all the wood back to perfect. He was between 15 and 20,000 to get it completely done. He needs a little leeway just because, you know, he can't actually see it and touch it. So, mm-hmm. You know, he's never done one. He would love to do it.
Yeah, you know, I was looking online for these things, and they don't go for more than 10. Yeah, I mean, I'm not forking up 15, okay. 20,000 to do this.
Okay. Can understand. It's a lot of
yeah.
money. Okay, well, you know, it's a shame. It would have been an awesome project.
Pleasure, you guys. Thanks
Sorry
for
about
coming.
That. Oh,
yeah, appreciate
worries.
It.
Nice meeting you.
Nice to meet you. Hey, we'll see you guys.
Sometimes a customer doesn't realize just how much work we put into it. Rick would have loved to have done it, but we're not going to lose money.
When you're restoring your old metal projects, it's essential that you strip it all the way down to bare metal before it goes to paint. What's the worst thing you can do to a freshly stripped piece of iron or steel? A, expose it to heat. B, expose it to moisture. C, cover it. D, wrap it in plastic. The answer and more coming up next. What's the worst thing you can do to a freshly stripped piece of iron or steel? The correct answer is B, expose it to moisture. When metal is stripped, it becomes porous, so the worst thing you can do is let it get moist. This is an example of a piece that's been laid around and it got wet. You have to re-sandblast or strip it. In fact, if you live in an area that's high in humidity, don't strip or sandblast your metal until you're ready to paint, because it's gonna rust.
Here, let's get this guy bolted in first.
It's a good thing Kyle and Roy are finishing up the Ferrari Bimbo assembly because the customer is anxious to come in and show the surprise to his wife.
Wow. And
boom.
Nice. There it is. Good job.
Hey, Ken.
Hey, Rick, how are you?
Good to see you.
I brought my wife with me, Dorothy.
Hi, Dorothy.
Hi, Rick. Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you. Surprise for her today.
Awesome.
I'm here at Rick's today to pick up the Ferrari Bimbo Racer I had restored. This is my wife's Bimbo Racer. When I brought this thing in, it was in pieces. I'm hoping Rick could fix everything and the parts that were missing and paint it up to where it looked like a brand new again.
You know, this project that you brought in was so fun for the whole team to do, and I can't wait to show it to you. I've got a friend, Matthew, who's going to bring it out. You want to see it?
Yeah, bring it out.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Hey, Matthew, come on out.
Oh. Oh, my God. Oh, look at the headlights even work. Look at that.
Oh, my God.
That is so awesome.
Oh my God.
It's been about 40, probably almost 40 years since I've seen it. When I first saw my Bimbo Racer come out, I just wanted to cry. It was just so beautiful, and it just brought back all kinds of childhood memories, and I'm just thrilled that it's done. Oh my gosh, Rick, it's beautiful. Looks just like I did when I was a kid and I rode in it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I can't believe you did this.
Quite honestly, I don't know of any kid that wouldn't love this thing. I mean, I could see this being your prized possession for a long time, and to have it and then give it to your grandkids, that's awesome.
I rode this for hours and hours and hours, so it's just...
Until the battery went dead.
Exactly. Wore the tread right off the tires.
Yeah. Everything about this car, to me, stands for everything our whole shop does, and that's just nothing but
you know, excellence and perfection. And that's why we threw all our heart and soul into it.
It's incredible.
It's very important because this was a Ferrari. I went a little overboard because I haven't had a Ferrari in the shop yet. So I took it as being a big one. When it came in, you had it apart. The thing about this is done in fiberglass. It's got a lot of primer on it. It's got a lot of paint on it. It's got a lot of clear on it.
It looks like a sheet of glass. It looks incredible.
Yeah. The upholstery, I mean, all I had stuck in my head was Ferrari, Ferrari, Ferrari. I went over to the upholster. He whips out this batch of samples, you know, and I knew the color that you wanted. So we ended up matching the steering wheel to the leather on the interior. That's all leather. It's all tuck and roll. It's basically, you know, it's just like it would have been back in the day. And of course, we put a little rug down on the bottom. Made it nice, you know.
Hey, Rick, you nailed it. It's incredible.
Awesome. This thing right here. I wish you'd have had that. Making a windshield for this car was really, really hard. We actually had to fabricate these pieces. And as I look online, there was three different styles. And I sort of picked and chose from the ones, and I fabricated this one on there. I wanted it to look and sit exactly like it did. So that's how we designed that. There's a ton of hours in that windshield.
I'm actually speechless. It's just, I don't even know what to say and how to thank both of you, actually.
You give him a big hug.
It brought back all kinds of memories, and I can't wait for our grandkids to be able to ride in it. It's just, words can't express how happy I am. Thank you very much, Rick.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rick.
Awesome. Let's go in the office here, and Kelly will write you up some paperwork, and then I'll help you load that up, okay? Right.
Okay, thank you.